Border Patrol Administrator Diana Diaz has dedicated 15 years of her life to the agency. Its presence runs deep in her family. Her brother's an agent, and so was her husband, Jesus Diaz, who worked on the line for nearly 7 years. Now he's almost halfway into a prison sentence. His wife says his absence is hard on the family.
He's been incarcerated for going on 10 months, and my daughter's 8 months old, so he's never met her.
Diaz is 33 years old. He was convicted of using excessive force against a Mexican teenager during a 2008 drug smuggling attempt. The U.S. Attorney's Office in San Antonio says Diaz violently threw the teenager to the ground during the arrest. But the agent's supporters, from activist groups to congressmen, say he was just doing his job. The smuggler wasn't seriously injured. Diana Diaz says she's been in the same situation many times.
You catch illegals every day. I mean, if somebody tries to run, you hold their handcuffs. You know, they're handcuffed, that's what you do. You see police officers do it. He didn't do anything out of the norm.
To conduct yourself outside the requirements of the law, then that makes you not a law enforcement officer, makes you a criminal, and you should be treated as such.
That's John Murphy, second in charge of the U.S. Attorney's Office in San Antonio. He says Diaz and his supporters have a hard time accepting the truth.
His fellow agents reported to their supervisor that they thought that he had used excessive force. They found his conduct to be disturbing, unacceptable, and they didn't want it to go unnoticed.
But those back in Diaz say no other U.S. attorney's office in the country prosecutes as many border agents as San Antonio. They say the Mexican government, through its many consulates in the region, has a strong influence over the prosecutor's office. The consulate in Eagle Pass filed a complaint in the Jesus Diaz case. Andy Ramirez is president of the Law Enforcement Officers Advocates Council, an activist group near San Diego that tracks border agent prosecutions.
Why is this district so hung up on protecting drug smugglers? It's insane. One has to wonder, is somebody's hand in the cookie jar?
Prior to Jesus Diaz, there were at least two other high-profile prosecutions. The case of Ignacio Ramos and Jose Campeán made national headlines in 2006. Both agents were given more than a decade in prison for shooting an illegal crosser. The first case was against Gary Brugman. He was sent to prison for 2 years in 2003 for roughing up an illegal immigrant on the run. It took place in the same popular crossing spot in Eagle Pass, Texas.
The only thing that I did wrong was think that the government would do what's right.
Brugman says from experience that Diaz has a long road ahead of him. Finding a job will be hard as a convicted felon. Brugman now works as a long-haul truck driver for a Texas oil company.
There's not a day that goes by that I don't think about Border Patrol. I worked all my life to get to where I was, and they wiped it out from under me with a stroke of the pen. There I was. I was done.
John Murphy, the federal prosecutor in San Antonio, defends his office using a similar argument as his critics. He says his office is being unfairly targeted for doing its job.
We consider ourselves to be in partnership with law enforcement agencies and officers. However, we don't turn a blind eye to people who violate the law. And in fact, in my view, law enforcement officers and prosecutors have a higher duty to comply with the law than the average citizen does.
Diana Diaz doesn't disagree, but she believes the case against her husband wasn't worth taxpayer money. Either way, she maintains that in court, Jesus Diaz may have been found guilty. But at home, well, that's another story.
You have six reasons to keep going. You know, he's got six kids. So I told my husband, you left as a hero, you're going to come back as a hero for them.
The Diaz family could still get a break in the case. The conviction is being appealed. And though it's a long shot, supporters are also pushing for a presidential pardon. In San Antonio, I'm Hernan Rosenberg.